Sometimes on the hard days or days of low motivation, the best thing you can do is make the easier choice. You're listening to the Street Cred Podcast, the show laser focused on helping streetwear brands turn their audience into a community. I'm Elijah Delport. And look, I've had some hard days recently. You know, I heard Alex Homozzi not too long ago say something along the lines of, what is your lowest 10% day look like? It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. It looks like low motivation, not wanting to get out of bed. This is my lowest 10% day anyway. It looks like not wanting to do the work, refreshing your emails constantly. And if we think about how often do we have the worst 10% days, that's one in every 10 days, which means, you know, you should maybe have one of these every fortnight or even more often than that. And so it's good to know, what is our plan of action? How do we approach this situation when we are having the lowest 10% days? And so there's a couple of approaches that I want to talk about in this episode of Street Cred. So I said, make the easier choice. Now, I truly think there are times that it's important to simply push through, right? There are times that you don't want to do the work and it has to be done anyway. And the nature of owning your own business is that you're your own boss. And just as a boss would say, well, it's tough luck. You know, you don't have any more sick leave left. You just got to get to work and get paid to do the job. There has to be some drive inside of us, that self-boss drive that allows us to do the hard work on their own days. And so I had a brand owner in my coaching program who was having one of these struggles. Right, they were struggling to find the motivation to do the thing that they know they had to do. I've shared the story before, so you might have heard of it. And it was to do with their content creation. So we worked out, so this was one of the brands in the mental health space, and we worked out that a really great strategy going forward would be to do these men on the street short form Instagram and TikTok videos where they ask people, do you find it easy to be yourself? Right. And so, you know, this was in line with their brand identity. It was going to create an audience around this brand identity and then eventually sell them on the product as the strategy goes. The problem was that they were afraid of creating the video. They were afraid of going up and approaching these people on the street, and understandably so. It takes some guts to approach a stranger, not only approach them, but record them with a camera in their hand. You don't know how they're going to react. They might punch you in the nose. Right. So understandably, they were afraid, and with that fear became this lack of motivation for doing the work that they know they had to do. And so I made this very, in this moment, you know, so every now and then I have these moments in my work where, like, man, I can't even believe I came up with that on the spot. It's not even something I planned. I've never said it like that before. And so this is what I said to them. I said to them, I know this is hard, but you tell me, what's easier? Is it to make the move or to go back to your day job? Is it to make the move? Is it to create the content? Is it to make the video? Is it to approach the strangers? Or is it to go back to your day job? This is the dichotomy that we're working with. And I simply said to this person, this brand owner, just choose the easier thing. What's easier? Is it easier to make the content or is it easier to go back to your day job? And I think that is a really, for me anyway, it works putting it in that light to think, what is at stake here? What do I stand to gain by doing what I have to do? And what do I stand to lose by not doing it? And it, to put it in that perspective, makes it really simple to just do the easier thing. And that's what I mean. Do the easier thing. Do the more desirable thing. And although it may not be easier in the short term, right? In the short term, one option is to not do it. In the short term, the other option is to do the scary thing, right? And so it's like comfort versus discomfort. However, when I say choose the easier thing, it's about choosing the easier thing for the long term. And some of the time, that means doing the hard thing despite the fact that you don't want to do it. And that works for a lot of people. And I hope that advice is helpful for you too, because it sure is for me, because there's days that I just don't really feel like, I don't really feel like getting out of bed and doing it. I don't feel like getting on that meeting. I don't feel like creating that piece of content. I don't feel like whatever it is. And it's not because I've fallen out of love with the craft, but rather whatever you're doing, no matter how much you love it, if you do it at a professional level, there's going to be parts of it that you don't enjoy, and there's going to be days that you don't enjoy it, right? I just think that's the truth. You know, it's kind of a myth when you say if you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life. There's going to be some days that it feels like work. And that's just in my experience anyway. And it's even with streetwear. You may love the fashion industry. You may love creating clothes. But you do that for long enough. You try and get good enough. You build a habit of doing it. And there's going to be some days you wake up and you just have to find a way to do it despite not wanting to. And that's okay, because I think love for the work that you do is sustainability. It's endurance. And sometimes it does feel like endurance. Sometimes it feels like easy. Like it's easy. But yeah, just choose the easier thing. Realize what is the consequence for not doing it. What's at stake here? And choose the easier consequence. So that's the first thing. I think the other side of the low motivation days is when it's actually important not to do the work. And this is in reference to a toxic business culture that's quite popular at the moment. It's about rising and grinding. It's about hustling. It's about needing to work 7 days a week. And this concept that you cannot be successful if you don't work like a dog. I think that this culture is really toxic because what it leads people to is burnout, and also the conception that there's no other way. And so people say that, like, there is, it should be mentioned that there is sacrifice, and that you probably will work more than 9 to 5 if you have a business. There's going to be times that it needs that. However, it should also be said that that's not the only way to success. It's not the only way to success. It's not the only definition of success. And also, there's days, even if the vast majority of days are where you work hard and you work long, there is also days where the most productive thing you can do is rest. And this is something that I've only come to terms with recently, because if there's a scale where there's two ends, one is laziness and the other one is workaholic, I'm more leaning on the workaholic side. It should be said that both sides are unhealthy. Like, both sides are on, like, workaholic is not a good thing. Like, being a workaholic, like, you know, people ruin their families for that. People make decisions like that is not a good thing. Nor is laziness. However, there is a healthy medium that suggests that I'm going to do the work on the hard days. I'm going to choose the easier thing. I'm going to choose this business over going back to a day job, even though it means, like, I have to be uncomfortable today. And the other side being that sometimes the most productive thing you can do is rest. Now, there's a quote, because I shared on my community, by the way, I'll give a plug at the end for how to join a community of brand owners. I asked a question to the community, and it went something along the lines of, you know, like, what kind of encouragement could you give someone who's at an all-time low? And I want to read you the response of Nguyen, a brand owner on the community. He said, "I think the most important thing to do on those days is to allow yourself to do the bare minimum, but do it. For me, that would be to go to the gym, do a light session, then edit a post to a community, and edit a post it as a reel. Basically, not stopping to put in the reps. Tomorrow will be another day. You really can't rely on your motivation, but you can on discipline." I think this is a great reflection, especially the part where he says, do the bare minimum. Keep the reps going, right? Like, and first of all, define what the bare minimum is. That, like, kind of have a success criteria and say, if I just do these three most impactful activities every day, that's success. And some days, that's all you're going to be able to do. So yeah, on those lowest 10% days, sometimes the most productive thing you can do is rest. Because I think it's important also that the big shift that happened for me was when I stopped thinking about it as my productivity on a day-to-day basis and thought about my productivity on a week-to-week basis, right? So day-to-day basis is I need to be the most productive that I can today, which means that I cannot have a rest day. And so I did. I worked weekends. I worked in the week. I worked 12, sometimes 14 or 15-hour days. The shift that's happened since that moment is that I now think on a week-to-week productivity basis. So the difference being, what can I do to get the greatest output out of this week? And that means some days I have rest days, and some days I work longer hours. And it's more to do with my body and how I'm feeling, because I know if I sit down and work, my brain's foggy, and this is thinking work. Like, yours is creative work. You're designing, you're content creating, you're ideating. You cannot sit down with a foggy head and expect to output gold, right? You might be stuck like me, refreshing your emails. The most productive thing you can do on that day is probably read, you know, read a book, read a narrative story, is to sit, like, play video games, is to rest, is to get extra sleep, is to cook, is to get outside, is to not work. And because if you zoom out and look at a week to week perspective, then that's actually helping you get the most output out of your week. Because you rest today, it means you're going to be able to work like crazy tomorrow. You're going to be working at a productivity that would be better than attempting to work both of these days. It's a bit of a reset. So we need them. Roughly, you know, if your lowest 10% day is once every 10 days, you know, what is your lowest 10% day look like? What do you need on those days? And maybe it's important to take those once every 10 days or so. So that's my reflection. So sometimes it's important to get up and do the work on the hard days, right? Do the easier thing. Do you want to go back to your day job, or are you going to put in the work? What's going to be the easier thing? And other days, the most productive thing you can do is rest. And the challenge is not understanding those two concepts, because I think that's fairly easy to understand. The challenge is balancing and understanding, what do I need today? Is today a rest day, or is today a work through the struggle? I hope this was really helpful, brand owner. It's a constant struggle. It's a constant, as I reflected, like, what we're doing is not, it's thinking work, it's creative work, it's strategic, it's not just monotonous, laborious work, you know, where you can just stand at a checkout and scan items and you don't even have to think about it. Like, that, you can push through when you're tired and do that. This is not one of those things, right? Because you need to think, you need to be at your optimum, you need to be at your prime to be able to design your next collection. So, you just got to treat it differently, I think, too. So thanks very much for listening to this episode. If you are feeling like it's an all-time low today, I've got a very practical thing you can do right now. And it's join a community of 50 plus other motivated brand owners. There's a link in the description for wherever you're consuming this. And it's 100% free to join. And it's great because people are posting in there. People are posting their struggles, their wins. If you're there, you have a network of accountability around you. That means you're going to be able to get up on the hard days and also rest when you need to rest, even when you don't want to, right? So that's really important. Accountability is really what makes a lot of the difference. So please go ahead and join. It's 100% free. I'd love to see you on the other side. Other than that, thanks for listening to this episode. I will see you for the next one. Remember, weekdays at 7 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, this podcast is releasing. So thanks very much for listening. I'm Elijah Delport, and I will see you tomorrow for another.